Good Saturday morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Emergency responders quickly contained a vehicle fire in downtown Bad Axe on Wednesday. The incident occurred at approximately 12 o'clock in front of a local law office in the downtown area. The Bad Axe Police Department and Bad Axe Fire Department were immediately dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders utilized a fire extinguisher to suppress the flames and disconnected the vehicle's battery connections to prevent further electrical hazards. Firefighters then extinguished any remaining smoldering materials. According to the Bad Axe Fire Department's preliminary investigation, the fire originated in the vehicle's dashboard and was electrical in nature. The vehicle was subsequently towed from the scene. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 20-year-old man from Kindy, identified as Hunter Turbush, was reportedly missing early Thursday morning after leaving his home on Odell Street around 3 a.m. wearing only cowboy boots, shorts, and a tank top despite below freezing temperatures. Authorities learned he had recently moved to the area and was unfamiliar with local residents. Huron County deputies, Kindy fire officials, Harbor Beach Fire Department, who deployed a thermal drone, and a Tuscola County canine unit aided in the search. After re-interviewing the complainant, deputies discovered marijuana had been used in the house and learned Turbush's relatives lived in Pinnebog. The search shifted focus, and soon after, the relative contacted dispatch confirming Turbush was at their home. Deputies found him intoxicated but cooperative. He stated he walked approximately 5 miles from Kindy to Pinnebog and was cited for minor with consumption of alcohol before being left to sober up at his relative's residence. A 15-year-old is in custody following an incident in Bay City where he allegedly fired a handgun into the air and pointed it at an 18-year-old early Wednesday morning. Police responded to reports of gunfire on South Henry Street around 2 a.m. and determined that the suspect, who knew the victim, fled into a nearby residence after the incident. Officers, assisted by the Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team, executed a search warrant at the residence, arresting the teenager and seizing a handgun and other evidence. The suspect is currently held at the Bay County Juvenile Home as prosecutors review the case. Authorities are encouraging anyone with information about the incident to contact Bay City Police or submit tips anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 517-483-7867. And we will be right back.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cups stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups propane program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
A Washington State resident is believed to be the first person to die from a rare strain of bird flu, but state health officials say the risk to the public is low. The Washington State Department of Health announced the person's death yesterday. The person was an older adult with underlying health conditions. Health officials say the person was being treated for a bird flu called H5N5 after becoming seemingly the first known human infected by the strain. The person lived in Grays Harbor County with a backyard flock of domestic poultry that had been exposed to wild birds. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, a once loyal supporter of President Donald Trump who has become a critic, says she is resigning from Congress in January. Greene, in more than a 10-minute video posted online late yesterday, explained her decision and said she didn't want her congressional district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president we all fought for. Green's resignation followed a public fallout with Trump in recent months, as the congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. Trump branded her a, quote, traitor and, quote, wacky, and said he would endorse a challenger against her when she ran for re-election next year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and a senior Russian official offered guarded reactions to President Donald Trump's proposal to end Moscow's war in Ukraine. Speaking in his nightly address on November 20th, Zelensky said that American military officials currently in Ukraine had presented, quote, their vision for securing a peace deal and that his country was carefully studying the proposals. From the first days of the war, we have upheld one very simple position. Ukraine needs peace, a real peace, one not broken by a third invasion, Zelensky said, adding that he expected to speak with Trump in the coming days. According to a leaked draft of the plan, Ukraine would be required to give up areas of eastern Ukraine that it still controls, recognize the Crimea Peninsula on the Black Sea as Russian, cut the size of its army, and pledge not to join the NATO military alliance. Ukraine has repeatedly characterized all of these Russian demands as red lines. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this early hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.